Can you hear the music?
A little bit.
You can hear it just a little bit going on there?
Yeah, a little bit. It sounds like blurred a little bit.
Hey, man, a little bit is better than some. Some people can't hear it at all.
No, I just hear like a blurred line, right? I mean...
Good song.
It is a good song. I agree.
Look. Fucking had this made.
Did ya?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love it.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And, you know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that, you know, intro, outro music. You know, find him everywhere on the socials. Great guy, journeyman electrician or something. And he, you know, he writes music in his spare time. That's his hobby. He is an electrician to pay for his music. So shout out to that guy. You know, and fuck, man, this week on the podcast, man, I'm pretty pumped to have Blue Collar George on. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Frost? How you doing, bud?
Oh, man, so good, dude. I came across your content, and it set in motion in me something I didn't know I had inside of me. There was the little George inside of me begging to come out.
I fucking get it, dude. I fucking love it, dude. Honestly, dude, the whole reason I do content is to relate to the boys. That's my thing, right? So, you know, and dude, we work pretty fucking hard for a living, right? Like we fucking grind, we work a lot of hours, right? Well, our bodies take a beating, right? And my whole thing, dude, I like making people laugh, right? That's my fucking thing. So, you know, if I can get a laugh for the boys, dude, I'm all for it. That's why, and honestly, dude, it makes me happy to make you guys happy, right? If I can put a smile on your face creating content, I'm all fucking for it all day.
Fuck yeah, man. It was actually my safety guy who was like, hey, you ever heard of Blue Collar George? I'm like, no. So he sent me your profile, and then I went down it, and then, oh, shit, this guy's live, you know? And fucking, man, we make similar content, except for, you know, I do the voiceover thing, and, like, you, man, you're all about your delivery of your voice. And, man, I fucking love that. You know, I make videos a little bit like that once in a while. But, like, voice, man, you just got, like, the tone and the delivery. Fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, man. So, you know, you've seen my content. You've seen my lives, right? So I'm a little raw, right? If I can describe myself, is I say what I want to say when I want to say it, and my videos are a little bit, you know what I mean? Like it has a level to it, right? And so when I'm dealing with a lot of stuff right now, you know, I got a lot of people reaching out. It's hard for me to get branded, you know what I mean? Talking how I want to talk and saying what I want to say. You know, a lot of companies, you know, I've had Brunt Boots reach out to me. I'm a little too raw for them, right? Like, at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm going to stick with what I put out and how I put it out and what I say and how I say it. You know, TikTok, you know, sometimes I take some bans on TikTok, right? Yeah, you've seen it, right? So yeah. I take some bans, dude. But let me tell you something, dude. I have so much fun, right? Like, I have a good time, and I actually enjoy, you know, doing and saying what I'm doing and having fun with it, man. And at the end of the day, yeah, dude, I'll fucking say whatever the fuck I want to say when I want to say it, right? And if a company can't get on board with that, it's no bueno for me, right? You know, so... And, you know, I have a clothing line coming out. I have a fucking clothing line coming out with my merchandise and my sayings with, you know, my sayings, what I want to say on them, dude. And I love it, dude. This company backed me up, dude. And I'm having fun with this right now, man. I'm having a lot of fun with this, Frost, big time.
That's the number one. That's number one, right?
Yep.
I know I talked to Troll about you. I don't know. Did they reach out yet or not? But
I don't think so. They said they were
going to reach out in the coming weeks or whatever, the next few days. Because when I was talking to them, you had just started on the gram, and you had like 1,800 followers maybe. And yeah, I'm like, it was like 700 like a day ago. Get on it. And then you know, you had, you went to 1800 and then you were at like 5,000. I'm like, man, like 3 days ago, he was at 1800. Right. And then a couple days later, you were at 8,000. I'm like, he's going to crack 10K any day now. And then they were watching, they're still watching. Right. So, then you were over 10K and now you're pushing what, 20?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Instagram. I mean, every second it's going nuts. Instagram's going nuts. You know, I've uploaded all my videos from the TikTok to Instagram, and Instagram's going crazy right now. It's a split, right? Some people have TikTok, some people have Instagram. So, you know, I'm bringing my content on Instagram and it's going nuts. Every second of every day, I get a follower, I get a like, I get, you know, something, right? I'm leaving with something, right, Frost? I'm fucking leaving with something, dude.
Yeah. For the boys.
For the fucking boys, dude. You get it. Boys. I love it. It's man, a catchy dude. Saying, isn't it, dude? It's hard not to say it, dude. For the fucking boys, dude. For the let's go.
Boys. Yeah. Fucking, are you on Facebook yet or what?
No, I stay off Facebook. I got my personal Facebook. I'm going to stay off Facebook.
I got a Facebook. I monetized. Facebook pays pretty good. You know, back in the day when it first started, not everybody was monetized yet. I was making like 8K a month on Facebook, man. You know, it was crazy. Really? And then, you know, they scaled back on their things and whatnot. And, you know, I was making a couple grand a month. And then, you know, now it's like maybe a grand, you know, like we're good. You know, and you know what? That's fine. I'm not there to make the money. But the money is good. You know, I'm there to.
The money's good. Yeah, dude. Money's good. Clothing, getting free stuff all the time's good, man. Pretty much anything free I get. Like, I get a ton of stuff. Every day I get packages sent to my house, right? What I do with a lot of my stuff, dude, is I autograph it and put my sayings on it and ship it out to the boys. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, man, I give pretty much everything away I get here. I hand it out on my lives on TikTok, you know, for the guys, dude. I mean, I'm
bumping, so.
Yeah, dude, I don't know about the live stream, the podcast, right? I haven't tapped into the podcast game yet. Are you having success with the podcast?
Oh, yeah, man. The podcast just turned two, right? And, you know, I'm sponsored by BetterHelp. I've got a sponsor that deals, you know, with stuff on the rigs and stuff like that. We'll get into that portion, but you know, the podcast is starting to make me a little bit of money. You know, we're having fun with it. I had a sponsor there that way. We went on a 5 or 6 episode run there and they paid me $500 an episode, right? It was like, fuck nice, yeah, you know?
Dude. Yeah, man, it was good. Badass. Yeah, dude. I mean, if you can make some extra money on the side of what we do, you know, I make pretty good money at my job, man. You know, I get, you know, people are like, why aren't you a content creator full time? Or why aren't you an actor? You should be a fucking actor. You know, go to fucking LA, sign up with the agency, like be a fucking actor. Dude, I fucking enjoy. I got my kids here. I fucking enjoy what I do for a living. And, you know, I'm going to continue. And, dude, honestly, what sucks for us, like if I could talk about this for a second, what sucks for us is we do this for content. Like, so we are construction workers. You're an oil field worker. So our content, we have to do this for the rest of our life. So we kind of fucked ourselves with that, right? You get it.
I say that all the time.
Yeah, man, no.
I could right now. My job is in the way of me going full time with the content, right? And you know, I could do it full time, but I backed myself into a corner, right? Like I make videos at work.
Yeah, you're fucked, man. Dude. Yeah. So yeah. People are like, "Hey, man, like, be a content creator full time." I'm like, "No, like, my content's blue collar work. Like, I dig holes in the fucking ground, right? Like, that's my job, and that's the content I put out. I'm fucked. There's nothing I can do. I gotta keep going to work every day. It's terrible.
Yeah. What do you do exactly, man? Like, I've always seen you get the shovel in your hand, and you got, you know, you're near equipment sometimes. What is it that you do?
So my job title, I am a pipe fitter, right? So I am a pipe fitter. Yeah, I'm in a pipe fitting union. I'm unionized. I dig holes in the ground. I put gas lines in. I run gas services to people's houses. Currently, right now, I'm doing water services in the winter, which up north is a fucking bitch, right? Like, it's fucking terrible. You get wet and negative temperature, your fucking day's ruined, right?
Bro,
You get it.
what's north to you?
North, I'm Northern Ohio.
Northern Ohio. So I'm like northern Canada. I'm only a few hours
Yeah.
from the Arctic Circle, right?
Yeah,
And
so I can only imagine.
oh, dude, my whole job, I worked on a vac truck for 7 years. My whole job was spraying water and steam, trying to get things cooled down in the wintertime. And I'm getting, that's how I earned the nickname Dick Frost, right?
Yeah.
My name is Richard. I was steaming shit. It was blowing back on me in the wind. You know, it was minus 48. And, you know, I got covered head to toe in ice. My hard hat had a like fucking 3-inch layer of ice.
Oh, yeah.
My glasses had icicles hanging down. The mustache was just completely fucked. And then my raincoat was so frozen it wouldn't unzip. I had to take it off over my head and it stood up on its own, right? And hence the name Dick Frost. Richard
I love it,
Frost. I
dude.
was frozen, man.
The boys call you that? Everyone call you Dick Frost?
Everybody calls me Dick. A lot of people in the field now don't know me as Richard, right?
Yeah.
It's been 5 years. I've been creating content for 5 years, right? So a lot of people are like, you know, they've only ever known or seen me as Dick. So
I got you, dude. I love it, dude. Well, good for you, man. It seems like you're doing really well. You know what I
yeah, I
mean?
have a good time. I have a good time for
Yeah.
sure. You know, like everyone knows when they see me, they're like, this guy's making a video today, right? Like, and that's
Yeah.
not always true. Sometimes I don't make a video, right? You'll never know when I do, though, except for 2 days ago, I made a video and I looked behind me at the end of it and Buddy was watching me, right? And you know, like,
Always awkward.
it was awkward, man. I have a hard time doing it in front of people, so.
Yeah, I do too, man. I mean, my whole thing is I don't want to get anyone involved with what I'm doing, right? I keep my company out of my mouth, you know. I try and keep my company far away from what I'm doing, right? Because at the end of the day, we gotta fucking work, right? So I keep my company out of everything. I fucking keep the people. I try and keep the people out of the videos. Don't show their faces. You know what we're doing is we're getting laughs. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like we're doing this to make them happy. It makes us happy. Good to go. No issue. You know, it's a thin line though. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, because I've seen my company shit can people for media, right?
See, well, I'm in
So
an industry that's very dark, right? Very dark. Like the oil and gas industry, the war that's been waged against the oil and gas industry has been waged online in the war the last number of years, right? So they see the internet as kind of like the enemy, right? And
oh
what
yeah.
I'm doing is just shit and all. I'm bringing their worst fears out, right? And a lot of them, they understand though, right? It's been very welcomed for the most part. Right. What I'm doing is shedding a light on a very dark industry. Right. There's this dark cloud hovering above it, and I'm bringing the laughs. And there's
Yeah.
so many oil field content creators out there now that are bringing the laughs. Right. And that's what we want to do. You know, like it's hard work. We're away from home. We're missing everything. And people have come up to me and shaken my hand for that. Thanks for bringing laughs to the boys. You know,
I
we need
love
that.
it, dude.
We're
For
covered
the
in shit as
fucking
far as
boys, yes.
plus 40. Right. And where I'm working right now, they don't like it too much, but like, it's gone on for so long, like 5 years now, right? Where I was working the previous seven, so four of the last, well, really five, I guess. At first, I wasn't allowed to use the company logo, and then they started knowing where I work, and I got us work. So they're like, "Fucking plaster that shit all over the internet. This is where Dick Frost works, man. Like, let's get him
God,
work."
dude.
You know, and it worked. It worked, man. It
Let's
was great.
go, dude. I fucking love that, dude. You got a good ass company if they let you put their logo out there. You know what I mean? I'm gonna grab one drink real quick, buddy.
You grab all the drinks, man. Grab them all.
Grab one fucking drink real quick. Hey, let me tell you something though, dude. If your company fucking allows you to post their stuff, dude, and they support you and back you up with how you are, you got a fucking real good fucking company, man. I
Yeah,
mean, my
man.
God.
Man, a lot of my coworkers, over the years have been in my videos, right? They want to be in. A lot of them are on TikTok themselves, right?
Oh yeah.
And some of them are like decent sized creators and or smaller creators. But like, you know, I always the one guy I work with here, man, he has the best ideas, right? He's like, I got one for you, bro. Let's do this, and I'll do this, and you say it like this, and we'll practice it a couple times, right? And then I'm like, well, what if I do this? He's like, that's fire, but also add this in, and then, you know, we just create masterpieces, you know? It's fucking...
I love it, dude. I fucking love it. Yeah, man, dude, man. It's a thin line for me right now, right? I'm fucking tiptoeing the line. You know, any day, I mean, I could walk in and they could shit can me. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, especially the rate you're growing, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm growing like rapid fire right now. So, you know, I got merchandise coming out, you know, and any day, dude, they could pull me in like, hey, bud, we got to fucking talk to you. You know, like, hey, we saw you on this fucking, we saw your fucking video, right? You didn't have any of your safety gear on, you know? No, hey, no, I made it off clock, you know? I made it off clock. I made it home in the backyard, right? No, you're fucking done here, right? You're fucking fired, you know? Dude, any day. But at the end of the day, dude, I'm making good enough money and I'm in a union. This is America, right? America's unionized, like union, you know? And if I did get shit canned, dude, I'd find a new job tomorrow. You know what? I show up to work every fucking day. I'm here every fucking day. No matter what, dude, I fucking show up to work. And damn. America's got a problem. America's got a problem with finding people that want to show the fuck up.
Same with Canada, man, you know?
Yeah.
Same with Canada. The whole... I think coming out of the pandemic, it was bad going into it, but coming out of it, it's even worse, right? Because what did people learn? Mm-hmm. They learned what they could scrape by with, right? They learned what they didn't need and what they did need. A guy that I went to school with, he said to me, he's like, for years, I was in blue collar because out of high school, I was having a kid and I needed that money, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he worked his balls off and miserable, didn't want to be in the industry or what that he was in. And going into the pandemic, he realized, he's like, man, my life changed so much over the last 20 years. You know, he's like, I don't need this job anymore. You know, the pandemic taught me I could live on less. Right. And that's what he's doing, man. You know, and a lot of people are figuring that out. Also, what did the pandemic also bring about? The rise of the social media influencer.
Oh yeah, man. 100%. Dude, you'd be surprised. Every single dude, I talk to people on TikTok, dude, and I don't know. You've been in my lives, right? You fucking know what I'm doing on there. I kind of rip on the social media influencers, right? Like I kind of fucking rip on the people. I am, yeah, but I show up to fucking work. I got a fucking job, right? Yeah, so same. Yeah, so I rip on the social media influencers who do it full time. You know what I mean? Like, because here I am. Sorry, motherfucker. Like, I gotta go to work, dude. I gotta fucking go to work. So when they say, like, hey, I'm out in LA, I do content creating full time, I'm like, oh, you get fucked. You know, like, hey, you go get fucked. Like, good for you. You know, that's awesome for you, but you get fucked, you know?
Yeah. I don't work. I've had a couple people on the podcast. One guy in North Carolina. I don't know if you follow Grayson Magaha. The guy's got almost 2 million followers on TikTok. He was blue collar for 20 years straight. He worked night shift and fucking he was on the podcast twice. Episode 69, Two Can Dine. Shout out to Grayson, man. That guy has made enough money on social media to chase his stand-up comedian dream. And he no longer has to, you know, clock in and out of the factory every day.
Frost, is he funnier than me?
Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
What do you think, Frost? Time? Yeah, no, give it to me fucking straight, time. Dude.
Ah, dude, I think you guys would be... Oh, shit, dude.
Is he a good time? No, you think we'd have a good time, Frost?
I think you'd have a good time. I think it's a different kind of funny. Like, you're more, like, in your face, like, you know, not vulgar, but crude. You're crude funny. He's like a little bit more like, you know, he can find a way to be funny without, you know, being so crass, you know?
I got you, dude. Yeah, it's that, man, yeah, dude. I dropped a fucking hammer, dude. That's my hammer, bro. I dropped a hammer all day, man. And I don't tolerate a lot of shit either, you know? Like, yeah. You've seen the lives, dude. They get fucking wild, dude. Me and the boys.
Was that, Angel that was in your live with you a couple weeks ago?
Angel, yeah. Yeah, a girl I'm talking to, dating. Yeah, Angel is she's a woman, right? She's got four kids. She lives right by me, and I'll tell you what, I like her a lot, Frost, right? Like, she's a good-looking girl, and she cooks and cleans. Frost, if I could have a moment to talk about Angel, right, for just a minute.
Angel. Bring up Angel. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, dude, she cooks, cleans. At the end of the day, right, that's fucking huge for us blue-collar workers, right? You find a woman who fucking takes care of you and fucking cooks and cleans and fucking you got a shot, right? You have a shot. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, dude, you know, the women that are, you know, nowadays, they don't cook, they don't clean. They don't, you know, give you kisses and make you feel special. It's kind of, you walk in, you've seen my lives. Some of these women that you jump on there and they're like, hey, you get fucked.
They're pretty.
And I'm like, yeah, dude. And I'll tell you what, dude. And it's a partnership, right? Like, with women, dude, it's
my wife for 20 years, man. We're high school sweethearts, together 20 years, married for 12. I know what you mean.
I love it, dude. Dude, it's teamwork. It's fucking teamwork, right? So when we fucking we're at work fucking working our asses off all day, we don't want to come in and hear in our ear, right? I'm looking for like a support system. You know what I mean? Like, I walk in there and it's like fucking, hey, babe, I got dinner ready. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what, dude? That's a fucking weight off my shoulders. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like, hey, babe.
Pretty big shoulders, brother.
Yeah, dude. If she says dinner's ready and the house is clean, fuck. All day.
Your pants are coming down. Her bra's coming off.
You fucking get it, right? Like, that's huge, dude. I mean, and at the end of the day, right? I mean, God, dude, with Angel, I mean, I could see myself with Angel for a long time, right? So,
good.
Yeah. Good. But, you know, she's got to support, you know, what I'm doing with my social media stuff as well.
She's got to be okay with it.
She's got to, because you see what I'm doing on my lives, right? I mean, so I talked to her. I had to sit down and talk to her about that. You know, like, hey, you know, this is blue collar George and this is George, right? Yeah. And at the end of the day, we have social media and we have, you know, our real life, right? Yep. And so I had to talk to her about that. And, dude, she's been nothing but supportive with everything I got going on.
You guys got to learn, right? Or she's got to, like, learn how to, you know, tell the difference between the two. Because at the end of the day, he is you, but you are not him, right? And I say that all the time. Dick is me, but I am not Dick, right? Like,
there you go, dude. You fucking get it, then, Dick.
There's too many people on there that take this seriously and that they become who they're portraying to be on the internet. And the internet right, and they're like, "Oh my God, hey, I'm this guy." No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, no, we have real lives at the end of the day. Like,
absolutely, man.
We have social media and too. And dude, I support any single guy that fucking is going through something in their life, or fucking, you know, a married dude who's fucking dealing with a divorce, right? Like, that's a big deal with me. That's been a topic. I went through a divorce in my life, and anyone who's going through something, dude, I'm there for them, dude. You know what I mean? I try as a content creator, like, I try and respond to every single person. Frost, it's a lot.
I try too, man. I do my best, you know, I do my best. I'm in the inboxes. I comment back on all the videos. I'm there, man, you know, and I try, you know, I try my hardest. It is hard. It is very difficult.
It's fucking hard. It's like, when I say I'm busy, I'm fucking busy. You know what I mean? Like, I get off work, dude. I bust my ass. I'm fucking on my phone at work. They fucking hate that. They fucking hate it. And I'm on my fucking phone, like, trying to respond to people. You know what I mean? So I don't get behind by 500 messages, you know? And it's a lot right now. Like, I'm fucking... I've been more busy in my entire life. I've never been this busy in my entire life.
Dude, I work over 100 hours a week. I got to talk to my kids and my wife before they go to bed as I'm working, you know, 5 hours away from them by car, and I fly as a 40-minute flight. I have a podcast. I got to make content. I got to watch content to get ideas. I got to, like, socialize with, you know, like what I do with you. I come into your live. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's up? I tried to get noticed. I tried to stay at the top. You know what I mean? Yep. I comment so much because you've got a lot of people in your live, right? I got to stay relevant in there. I got to be like, hey, man, podcast, bro. Yeah. I find you on different apps. Podcast, bro, you know, I record, I got to push out, I got to make trailers, I got to edit, man, I don't have time for anything. I got to sleep, you know,
it's a lot, dude. No, you're fucking right. It's a lot, man. Yeah, you know, and you got to stay relevant too at the end of the day, Frost, you know what I mean? Yep. You got to stay relevant. You got to, dude, it's a fucking lot, man. Like,
it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
I love it though. I fucking love it.
I wouldn't change the world,
man. Nothing, dude. Nothing.
I only dreamed when I was a kid that I could be this busy, right? And with purpose. Yep. Busy with purpose, you know?
Purpose.
And we're grinding, that's right? It. The podcast might take me up this lifestyle someday, you know? The podcast might have me, instead of sitting in the back seat of a crew truck, I could be sitting in the room of a room in my house with my children outside the door waiting for me to finish the podcast. And yep. I finish and I go home and there we are, right? And we don't know. That might happen. It might not happen. I'm not banking on it.
How many people listen to your podcast, Frost?
Oh shit, dude. Fuck. I have right now 2,000 monthly listeners from all over the world.
Got right? you.
Yeah, man. It's insane. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. I think Putin's listening because on the map it says someone in Moscow. So shout out to that guy.
Probably that fucking guy, yeah.
Probably. It has to be, right? I don't know how many people live in Moscow, but it has to be.
You'd be surprised, man. I'm worldwide right now. Like, I'm fucking everywhere. I got Australia, fucking Australians. I got Canadians. A lot of Canadian viewers, dude. And
shout out to my Canadian compadres.
I fucking love you guys. I do. I fucking love you. And I'll tell you what, I got everyone in every state. I'm everywhere right now. And it's been extremely booming.
Are you monetized on TikTok yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been making a lot of money on TikTok. Yeah, really? I've been making a ton of money on TikTok. Yeah, man. At the end of the day, you know, for the money, I make pretty good money what I'm doing. But the extra money's been nice. You know, I actually, dude, I financially worried my entire life, right, Frost? I mean, every single day, that's a problem men have, right? It's a problem men have is worrying about finances and their life, man. How am I going to pay for this? How, I got all these bills racking up. I have credit card debt. Fucking credit cards get you every time, right? And Yeah, that's a American, that's a Canadian, that's a every worldwide issue. And you know what, dude, to not actually have to worry about money for the first time in my life has been pretty fucking nice. You know what I mean?
I hear that, but it's about to get better for you because if he holds true to his promise, you're not paying tax on overtime.
God, I fucking hope so. God, can you imagine that? Oh, no. Well, you're in Canada, yeah, so you don't fucking get that.
I pay 52% tax, man.
That's fucking terrible. You should probably move to America then, huh?
Hey, yeah. Well, free healthcare, right? Free healthcare, am I right?
I get free healthcare too, man. I'm in the union.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, no, man. Everyone says free healthcare, right? I do too. Yeah, I'm union. Yeah, dude, I'll tell you what, man. Hopefully everything starts turning around with Donald Trump in office. You know what I mean? Prices have been, I don't know, how is it in Canada, man? How are your prices?
Stupid expensive, bro, and I think it's about to get worse because Trump's putting his tariffs on us, right? So
He's throwing some tariffs on you? Why? What are you guys doing?
Man, he's throwing tariffs on the whole North American free trade, dude. Mexico's getting fucking 25% tariffs, and China's getting 25% tariffs, and Canada's getting 25% tariffs, but he's capping it at 10 for oil and gas because 60% of your oil and gas comes from Canada, right?
Yeah.
And but man, he also said, though, that what was that? If Canada or Mexico or China retaliates, he's just going to get worse. And today Canada announced retaliation. So, and Mexico.
Well, Froth, can I listen? Hear me out, dude.
Yeah.
When is it going to get better? Right?
It's not going to get better.
Is dude, someone's got to do something. You know what I mean, Frost? Somebody has to do something. It's been getting worse for fucking a long time, right? A long time. Inflation is through the roof. So, dude, if he wants to go ahead and give everyone tariffs and fucking try and figure something out, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm looking for a fucking miracle, right? Because I'm paying a fucking mortgage for a fucking gallon of milk, bud. Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you,
we pay basically for fuel. We pay the equivalent of $8 a gallon.
God damn it! Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god, Frost, that's fucking devastating.
Bro. And we're like one of the world's largest oil producing countries, and
that's wild,
right?
So something's wrong with that, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
something's fucked up with that, right? It's because you guys are you're drilling it, right? And it's you have the oil, and for some reason you're paying $8 a gallon.
Yeah.
Something's fucked up there, right?
Right.
Something's real. Yeah. So I don't know who's running what, or you know, maybe you guys need different leadership, right?
Bro, it's coming. It's coming. Our leader, our Führer. Pierre Trudeau, he kind of stepped down, but in a backhanded kind of way where he's like, hey, you know what? He was about to be voted out, right? They were going to have a vote of non-confidence and fuck you, throw him to the curb. But he prorogued parliament until a new leader could be found for his party. So it gives a new chance to that party instead of, because if he would have stayed, we've had a vote of non-confidence and that party would have been wiped off the fucking map, right? So
probably should do that. You know, probably wipe a whole fucking everything. If you're paying $8 a gallon for a gallon of gas, yeah, you probably should fucking clear house, right? Oh, yeah,
you know what our dollar is worth compared to yours?
Mm.
Our dollar's worth 68 cents to yours.
68 cents to mine.
68 cents, that's how it closed at. I haven't seen it at par in fucking 15 years or so. Maybe close to 20.
That's tough, dude. You're a fucking neighbor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you guys are all fucking nice, dude. Every single one of you Canadians I've met, dude. I'm dead serious. You guys are fucking super nice, fucking down-to-earth people.
Hell yeah. And, don't piss you
off. Yeah, don't piss you off, dude. But you're honestly, dude, if you're paying $8 for a gallon of gas, you know, you probably should tell, you know, leadership to get fucked. You know what I mean?
I'm about to ride across the border into battle on my fucking pet moose swinging my hockey stick, you know? Like,
do something, dude. Yeah. Hey, do something. You know what I mean? Fuck, $8 a gallon, dude. Fuck you.
It's crazy.
Fuck you. I couldn't do that, dude. I'll tell you what. I'd be bankrupt if I was paying $8 a gallon for gas. I'd be fucking bankrupt.
Gotta make good money to live, man. Gotta make good money to live.
God, dude. I'm so sorry, Frost.
It's all good. I work away in the oil field, man. Listen, what you were saying about the having a good woman at home to cook and clean and shit like that. I got a good woman at home. We've been together 20 years. Been together since the end of grade 11. And, you know, fuck, man, we got two beautiful kids, you know. And she works hard, you know. But I work away how I do. So she can stay at home with the kids and not have to work, man. You know, I make enough money. I sacrifice, you know,
I see that all the time, man. You know, stay at home mom. Right. Yeah. I have nothing but respect, dude. Yeah. I was a stay at home dad for a long time. And let me tell you something, dude, I would chuck bottles across the room and, you know, I'd be mentally broke down. Right. So anyone thinks that, you know, a stay at home mom or a stay at home dad, you know, is like, you know, a blow, you know, no, it's a fucking job, dude. That's fucking job.
Time. More than
yeah, dude. Time, no, dude, I was
the job don't stop, you know,
dude, my ex, you know, she get off work and I'm sitting like at the door, like a puppy, like, let me out of here. I got to get the fuck out of here right now. So no, dude, yeah, no, any stay at home parent, dude, I have nothing but respect for you, man. Because it's a fucking job, and it's a hard job because you're doing the same shit every day. You know, I taught my kids how to read and write, and you know what? They have an advantage. They have an advantage over their kid, you know, other kids, because you take these kids, throw them into childcare where you got 20 people, 20 kids, and one person managing them, and they're not getting that individual attention. You know what I mean? So my kids are advanced and they're doing really well in school and everything because I did that. You know what I mean? So yeah. tell your wife, good job.
You're just like a dog waiting at the door. As soon as the door opens, she running.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. My hands were on the fucking door, like she's home, and I fucking peel off. I had to get the fuck out of the house for a minute. You know what I mean?
Did you go piss on a fire hydrant or what?
No, dude. I went to the local watering hole and I got fucked up. Yeah, I did a little bit. Yeah, no, dude. I had to get out of there, dude. It's a tough one, man. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But yeah, nothing more.
I discovered that I'm going through some shit, man. It's wild. I've always thought that I was just an asshole. That I was like, you know, I found things more. I was a little bit more sensitive about some shit than maybe I thought was necessary, but it was bothering me. And you know, I very retaliatory. If someone pissed me off, I would fucking go for the throat, and I wouldn't stop until, you know, and. Recently, I learned I have BPD, borderline personality disorder, and that is one of the only mental illnesses that isn't genetic, and it is one of the most painful mental illnesses because you constantly live rent-free in your head. Like, I disassociate really easy, and they call it splitting, right? Since I found out, I've literally felt myself, it's like a blanket coming over me, like a wave, and I split. And I'm like, whoa. And today, and you can see it in my eyes and my face when I do it. Like, I just like, yeah, you know, like I fucking get mischievous, right? And I'm fucking coming for you. And man, it's hard. It's hard living in your head like that, dude. And my wife and I are figuring out what my triggers are. Today I felt it happening. We were talking on the phone. She's like, should I say this to you? Is it going to trigger you? I'm like, listen, we got to learn how to control it. I got to learn how to... you know, tame myself. So say what you gotta say. And if I fuck get triggered by it, you know how to bring me out of it. And you know, right? And I felt it. As soon as she said it, it was like, whew. And I'm like, man, that doesn't feel good. And you know, you tend to hurt those closest to you and you don't even mean to do it, man. And you know what? Like,
always,
fucking.
Always.
She said something insane to me when I was home on days off last. I was laying in her lap and I made a video about it. Because I was already laying in her lap, and I'm like, you know what? The boys need to hear this, you know, because like, we're men, we have platforms, and all these other men are watching us in blue collar, right? And women, that it's okay to not be okay. Essentially, you know, we're all going through shit. We're all battling it. And she was rubbing my head, and she said something to me that sent chills down my fucking body, man. She's like, every day for the last 20 years, I've had to fight you. No matter how hard you fought back, I had to fight you for you because no one else was coming to do it. And fuck, man, dude, like that put fucking tears in my eyes. I like it's doing it now, dude. Like my eyes are like it fucking brought me to tears, man. Like that's a fucking woman right there. That's an amazing person to have in your corner, you know?
Frost, listen, dude, we are all going through stuff, dude. Every single one of us, every single man, you know, anywhere, we're all going through stuff. Let me tell you what, your wife's been with you how long?
20 years.
20 years, right? And so she's dealt with some shit with you, and, you know, she'll continue to deal with some shit with you. You know what's the most important thing, dude? She fucking sticks with you, bud, no matter what. And let me tell you what, dude, the fact she sticks with you and the fact, you know, she's at home raising their kids while you're on the fucking road doing your own thing, dude, every single day. Let me tell you what, dude, that's a real fucking woman all day. And let me tell you what, dude, I got nothing respect for your wife, dude, because, you know, I know our lives, dude, hectic, crazy, deal with a lot of stuff. And we all have a little, dude, it's not just you. We all got a little screw loose, dude. If we're doing blue collar work, dude, yeah, no, something's not fucking right with that, right? Like we're working our asses off, you know?
Yep.
And you know what, dude? 20 years, 20 years, she's stuck by your side every single day. And like you said, she's fighting your battles for you. You know what I mean? That is a fucking real one, dude. So I got nothing but respect for her every, you know, all day, every day. I love that, dude, you know, and mental health is with men is no joke. No fucking joke, dude. I read a stat, right? The suicide rate for men, it's 75%, right? 75%. And that's fucking, that's a number, dude. You know what I mean? It's 75%. That's a lot of fucking men that are taking their lives. You know what I mean? Don't have people to talk to. Don't talk about their mental health issue. Don't fucking, you know, tuck it under a rug. Like that is the man thing, right? You keep your mouth shut. You keep your fucking mouth shut and you go to work every single day and grind it out, right? Yep. And we're not vocal. We're not fucking vocal with our issues going on. So just the fact that, Frost, you opened up and told me, you know, you're dealing with some shit and you got it going on and you're trying to figure out your triggers and everything, dude, good for you. That's a fucking step in the right direction all day, every day.
It's hard, bro. It's hard, man. And you know what? I've been dunking on my dad on this podcast and in real life for fucking 20 or more years with his shit, right? Realizing my dad didn't have a Mrs. Frost to hold him and be like, hey, I'm here. So I've just come to realize this, and this broke my fucking heart, man. My dad had my mom. My mom mentally wasn't there either, right? She couldn't. Yep. She's still not. They're not together. Oh, yeah. They split when I was six. I got a huge mommy gap in my, a huge mommy hole in my heart. My mom, most people, when people split up and kids and whatnot, you know, you get 50-50 custody. You probably see your kids a lot, right? My mom moved fucking 8 hours away from me, man. I saw my mom once a year, maybe, right? Until I was like 10 or 11, maybe 12. And then she lived, we moved closer and she came to visit when she could, but like still didn't very often. I still don't talk to my mom very often this day. Once a month, maybe. She texts me 10 times a day and I answer back once every week, maybe. Right? And that hurts. That hurts knowing that I do that to her. But, yeah, you know, I don't have that relationship. I don't have any memories of cuddling up on a couch with my mom. I don't have any memories of cuddling with my mom anywhere. We don't have any bonding moments, you know? And then my dad, he had my mom. My mom wasn't capable. Then my stepmom, way worse than my fucking actual mom. Oh, and then by the time my dad got around to his third wife, she was going through shit too. This was 10, 15 years ago. She had her own fucking shit going on. She couldn't deal with his. My dad, by the time he realized there was any issues, it was too late. You know, like he was fucking so far gone. He got tossed to the fucking curb, right? He got tossed and put out with the trash, you know? He was given up on very easily. And I'm thankful my wife didn't treat me that way, you know? Absolutely. And you were talking about the suicide rate among men. You know what the suicide rate in divorce is for men?
I'm sure it's high, brother.
Between men and women, the suicide rate is 10 to 1. 10 men kill themselves compared to one woman, for every one woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So just, you know, to, you know, jump on what you're saying, right? So I lost my mom when I was 9 years old. She was in a car accident, passed away, right? She had cardiomyopathy. And then I lost my dad when I was 14, 15 years old. I lost my dad in a motorcycle accident, right? So I know you don't want to hear. I know you don't want to hear this, right? You know, your mom, right? I know you're kind of like off puttish with her. Kind of, you know, she texts you every once in a while, dude. Your parents are your parents at the end of the day. No matter how they treat you, no matter how they text you, you know, that is your mom and dad. And dude, from a guy who lost both his parents, you know, I try and build that bond back. I know it might not happen, right? It might not fucking happen for us. I fucking do. I understand that. We can't choose our parents. We can't fucking choose our parents, right? I know, man. And at the end of the day, though, you know, that is mom and dad. And, dude, if I could talk to you about that, dude, I'd fucking try and build that bond stronger than ever, man, because, dude, this is life. This is fucking life, man. We blink and they're gone. And just like as we're talking right here, right now, you know, I'm a little reckless. you know, I blink and I'm gone. You know, you blink and you're gone, dude. And
I work any in relations industry, very much like one wrong move and you're gone, right? Like,
Yeah. And dude, fuck, man. You know, God, if I could go back, you know, and just, you know, see my mom again or see my dad again, I do that every day, man. You know, and I wish they could see, you know, how far I've come in life, you know, and meet their grandkids and everything. But you know, you can't choose your parents. You can't choose your parents, man.
You know what's wild? The whole discovery of my borderline personality disorder is a fucking crazy ride. 7 months ago, I had a conversation at work that triggered the fuck out of me. And I disassociated, I split, and I don't know what the fuck happened for 7 months, dude. Like, it was wild, right? One conversation. And I came out of it on Christmas Eve. My wife said, if this wasn't better within a couple of weeks, she was after Christmas, if it hadn't gotten better, she wanted to leave. She didn't want to leave me. She didn't want to stop fighting for me, but she couldn't be there with the kids fighting for me.
Right? Oh yeah, dude. You'll hear that, right? It's this marriage, man.
That was wild. And she's like, you know, you were there, but you weren't, right? And God, dude, it was, you know what's crazy? Society tells men the only emotion they're allowed to show is anger, right? Yep. Why is that? What is anger really? Anger for men is how we show our sadness, is how we show that our emotions, right? Anger is really us being sad, right? We want to cry. We can't. We punch a wall. We freak out, right? Yeah. So because why? The angry gorilla gets respect.
God, does he, though?
Fucking fear the angry gorilla.
Does he, though? Does he get respect for punching a TV or punching a wall?
Well, I could punch my kids.
But... Yeah, no, yeah. No, dude, I'm telling you, man. And that's another topic I hit all the time is, and I, you know, I don't know your situation is, why did he do that? Yeah. That's something I say a lot, dude. And that's, I'm going to continue to say that. Why did he do that? And it's, you know, usually, and that's it's a topic, dude, I'm going to bring up on this podcast right now. It's a female narcissist tendency, right? It's a thing that they trigger you to do that, right? And they push you to do that. And you know, it's a lot of women. A lot of women have a voice. Not a lot of men have a voice here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men can't say what they want to say and tell how they feel. And that's something I've been pushing pretty big, dude. Is why did he do it, man? You know, I love it, dude. Because then they'll be like, oh no, he did it because I gave my number out to that guy. That piss you off, right, Frost?
That would piss me off. My wife gave her number to a guy, I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, that piss you off. Like, oh, you didn't know if you hooked up with that guy? You don't know? That piss you off too, right? So that is like something. Why did he freak out? Why did he raise his voice? I'll never stand behind a man who hits a woman. I won't do it. Right. I don't fucking do that. A man hits a woman. No excuse for a man ever hitting a woman. Ever. But did he yell? Did he say some mean stuff to you? Why did he do that? You know what I mean? And that's something I've been pushing too, because I mean, dude, we get shit on as men a lot of the time. Social media, a lot of content I see is all this. He's a narcissist. He's an angry guy. He's a, you know, this and that. Why was he the way he was, right? Like, why, what made him this way? What created this man? It's not, like you said, you know, your issue is not a genetic issue. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know if you're medicated, Frost. I don't know, you know.
Nope, just therapy, so, man.
Just therapy, dealing with your own issue, trying to work it out, you know. Why are you the way you are? You know, is it the long hours at work? Is it, you know, was it the mother issue that you had, right? You know.
Here's a good thing that someone said to me today. My good friend Shelby, we were talking about this exact thing. She said, have you heard the expression, if you grew up with an angry man in your house, there will always be an angry man in your house.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Right?
Always. Yep. I love it, dude. I fucking love it.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild how that shit goes, man. And yeah, it's fucking tough, man, you know, coming out of this. So I want to say about the BPD, I had no idea I was borderline personality disorder. I started following some TikTok accounts and some Instagram accounts with people that are BPD. I started following a Reddit thread. I started reading the books and online shit. I've never felt more understood, more accepted, and more like self-aware in my entire life, dude.
Frost, you got to find people. You got to find the same people, right?
At the end of the day. I always thought I was a fucking asshole for the way I thought, for the way I acted.
Yeah.
My boss told me, he's like, man, we had this conversation a decade ago. He said, what you got going on in your past, that's coming back to get you, man. And he's like, I saw it and I let you talk your shit because I know you're working that shit out loud. He's like, I let you do it. He's like, welcome to the world, brother. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, shit.
He knew. Like, yeah, he knew.
He knew. My nana told my wife this 10 years ago, too. She's like, don't tell him because it could trigger him early. It might freak him out. But you will know when the right time to tell him is. You'll just know, right? And so my wife, she's like, hey, I got something to tell you. Because this past year has been hard on us, right? And she's like, this is the fucking moment. And man, I'm telling you, like, I had headaches for like this whole year. I had a nasty headache. The moment that came out and I understood, that headache disappeared. Like, literally.
Frost, you fucking got this, bud.
Man.
No, look at me, dude. Listen, you fucking got this, right? So you got to. Listen, there's no other option, right? There's no other fucking option besides you fucking getting it together, right? Fucking dealing with your issue and fucking moving forward, right? You got a wife who supported you for 20 years. You got beautiful kids, dude. And there's no other fucking option, man. There's zero fucking option.
My fucking kids see it in me, dude. Like, oh, yeah. Last year, man, I barely called home, man. I was like two in my head.
Frost, listen, this is a big deal with blue collar workers, right? Shutting down.
Yeah.
Shutting down. You get home, you kick your feet up. You don't want to be fucked with. You don't want to talk to anyone. This is like, dude, if you want to reach blue collar workers, talk to them about that. Talk to them about sitting in their driveway when they pull into their house. When they pull in their fucking house, park in their fucking car, and sitting in their driveway to get it mentally fucking together, to even go in and give them 20%, right? To even walk in the house and give them 20%. Talk to blue-collar workers about fucking getting it together mentally, dude, and checking in instead of checking out, right? So that is like a huge thing, man. I know. And that's a huge fucking issue with blue-collar workers, man, is we're so fucking... We shut down. We shut down and shut off. Absolutely. And guys, listen, dude, at the end of the day, if you fucking love what you have, because I promise you the grass is not greener. I fucking will tell you that. The grass is not fucking greener. If you love what you have, you love your kiddos, you love your family, check back in, buddy. Check back the fuck in, dude, and you do what you gotta fucking do at the end of the day. You fucking get it together mentally, dude. Walk into your house with a smile on your face, dude. After a fucking 12-hour shift, walk in with a smile on your face and be there for your family, brother. And, you know, at the end of the day, dude, I checked out. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I fucking checked out, dude. I was checked out and checked done. And I dealt with a little more shit, you know, than a normal person. But I did check out, dude. I didn't put the effort in at the end of the day. And, you know, that's how life goes, dude. You live and you move on.
On the internet.
Yeah, we're funny motherfuckers, dude.
Frost. There's a lot of pain behind that, you know, the sad clown thing, right? And
yeah,
there's a lot of pain behind that hit comedy.
Yeah, dude, there's real emotions behind the comedy, right? Like, there's real emotions. The stuff I say, there's real emotions in every video I put out, right? You know, I say stuff in my videos. There's real fucking shit in the videos. So, you know, any of your followers or whatnot, dude, go watch my videos. You'll fucking get it, right?
Where can people find you? If people don't know where to find you, where can they find you?
Blue Collar George, Instagram, TikTok. That's all you got. Blue Collar George. And Frost, I appreciate you.
It'll be the funniest fucking shit you watch on that side of the internet.
It's good shit for sure. Frost, I appreciate you, dude. We're at up almost pushing an hour. Right? I gotta get up. Hey, I gotta fucking get up, dude. I gotta fucking rise and grind it.
I just want to talk two more things and then we're good, bro. Do you know what viscosity is? Do you know what the definition of viscosity is?
I don't, man. That's the most exotic word I've heard all night.
Oh, shit. Exotic as fuck. So viscosity means, like, you know, how thick a fluid is, right? And the Mudman, who sponsors the podcast, deals in viscosity, you know, a fluid's resistance to flow, and our solid's resistance to flow. So he deals in, you know, laboratory testing equipment and drilling fluid, right? And so, yep. You know, shout out to the Mudman for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs. You know, the guy hooked me up with a headset and a mic when I needed it most. Then hooked me up with a brand new MacBook Pro this past summer, you know. And shout out to that guy. You know, he deals in the thickness of your load. You know, like how, you know what I'm talking. How old are you, George?
How old am I? 36, bud.
We're the same age, bro. Like, we're the same. When's your birthday?
June 16th.
February 4th. I turned 36 in 2 days. After this podcast recorded, it's a while after it comes out, but whatever. By the time this comes out, I'm 36. Man, we're in our mid-30s. Men in their mid-30s have never had a thicker load than they do now. It's true. Trust me. You've seen the size of your loads, right? They're fucking thick.
Yeah,
right?
Dude, for sure.
They're like,
they're
lifting fucking weights, bro. You gotta chew that shit before you swallow, right? Like, it's thick as
fuck. Frost, 100%, dude. Yeah.
Oh, man. So shout out to the Mudman, man. That guy's been amazing. I love that guy. I guess, I don't want to keep you too much longer there, brother. You got to get to work in the morning. It's late there.
Late as fuck,
So I usually end the podcast with one last question, brother. And it's, you know, Mount Rushmore. You're American. You know about it. You know, has four of the most influential people in history up there. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspire to be, or that have inspired you, dead, alive, real, not real, who would they be and why?
Oh, God, dude. I'd have my uncle up there because he filled in for when my parents passed away. He filled in. He helps me till this day. I'd have God up there, right? Because at the end of the day, without God, nothing else fucking works, right? God, dude, who else would I thank? Honestly, dude, all my uncles. Let me throw all my uncles because they stepped the fuck up, dude, when my parents passed away. Dude, when you get kids tossed on you, you know, you got, what are you going to do, dude? You're going to take 10 kids in, you know what I mean? Like, so let me go ahead with all my uncles, man. Because
10 kids?
No, not 10. I got two sisters. I'm just saying, you know, three kids, you know, come into your house, you know, that aren't your kids. That's a big deal, man. I mean, people step up to the plate every single day, and my uncle stepped up for me 100%. So let me go ahead and shout out my uncles for sure.
That's huge, brother. That's fucking massive. So.
Oh, yeah.
Man, George, thanks for coming on the podcast, bro. Dude. This has been great. It's probably one of my favorites, just listening to it and carrying on with you. So,
Frost, let me tell you something, man. You fucking pushed it hard, right? Like, you're fucking, get on my podcast. I showed the fuck up, bud, because that's what I do. I get up every fucking morning, right, and I go to fucking work because, it sucks, right? No one likes fucking going to work, right? You got to. And Frost, I appreciate you for sticking with it and keep fucking trying and going for it, dude. And I hope I made you happy tonight, bud.
Bro, one more time for the boys. Any words of advice for the boys?
Wake up tomorrow, man. That's a deep message, dude. Wake up tomorrow. Fucking put a smile on your face, dude. And, you know, fucking do what you have to do to progress your life, your fucking life, dude. And I love you fucking boys, dude. For the boys! Let's go, dude.
Yeah, for the boys.
All right, Frost.
All right, brother. Hey, you stay frosty. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Always, buddy. I got you. All right, later, bud.
Later, bud.